Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I'm Allison Sinclair with JP. My daughter Collins, who's just strolling in casually. Come on, sit down right here. But remember, see that camera? Yes, you're on. All right, put these on. Okay. Collins, welcome to the show.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Did you get all your chores done?
Yes.
Did you wrap all the Christmas gifts?
Yeah.
Did you do the dishes?
Yes.
Did you help Dad?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you just going to berate me?
No, just making sure you got your stuff done. Did you say hi to JP? Y'all have never met.
No, we have not.
Hello.
This is Collins.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So, Collins, we have a question for you.
Yes.
It's Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
We're very thankful.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know, as a public school student, and you're going to have to talk into the microphone. Well, it's pretty good. You don't have to lean in too much, but tell us the story of Thanksgiving.
Oh, gosh.
Like, who participated in Thanksgiving? Why did they celebrate Thanksgiving? Where was it? What did they have to eat?
I don't exactly remember where it was, but I know it was between, like, the Wampanoag Indians and the Pilgrims.
Huh.
That's good.
Yeah.
I would have never gotten to Wampanoag. And so what were they celebrating? Or why were they eating all the things?
I'm pretty sure it's, like, when they finally decided to come with together, with, like, for a treaty. I don't exactly remember, because we didn't really go over that much this year.
So what do you don't remember it from all your years? You're junior, right?
I am a junior.
Yeah, so from all your years, like, in kindergarten, remember you dressed up as pilgrims and Indians?
Yes.
And you don't remember the story from then?
Well, I mean, do you remember the story?
No, but I'm old. That's all you got for Thanksgiving?
Well, like...
You might need to scoot up a little bit.
I guess, because I really didn't... We don't really go over the basis of Thanksgiving that much during school. We mainly go... Because right now, I'm in learning about, like, the 1800s through the 2000s.
So you've never studied Thanksgiving?
No, we're learning about the late 1800s to the 2000s.
Well, Thanksgiving's already passed, right?
Mm-hmm.
When was the first Thanksgiving?
It was in 1621.
Okay. So who was it? Do you have the history of Thanksgiving?
I do.
All right, let's learn. We're going to learn together, because apparently education isn't any better today than it was in 1991.
Well, this is just the brief AI overview. It says the Thanksgiving meal originated from a 1621 harvest feast shared by English colonists and the Wampanoag people in Plymouth, Massachusetts, to celebrate their successful harvest. The celebration was a one-time event inspired by both colonial traditions and Wampanoag harvest celebrations, and it laid the groundwork for the modern American Thanksgiving holiday, which was established much later in 1863 by Abraham Lincoln.
That's it?
That's the AI overview. We can dig deeper if we want.
So there are some common misconceptions about what it was and what they ate and what they didn't eat. Do you think they had sweet potato casserole?
There's actually a what food was actually served on Thanksgiving article here by Food 52. Let's see if I can pull it up. Let's see. The modern Thanksgiving holiday is based off a yada, 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 yada. While modern Thanksgiving always lands on the 4th of November, yada, yada, yada. Let's see if we can get to the actual food part. Okay. Wild fowl.
Okay.
Seafood.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Seafood?
Yeah, they had lobster too.
Fish, eel, shellfish, lobster, mussels. There's also produce, so like peas, beans, squash, corn. What wasn't served at the first Thanksgiving? There are no cloud-like heaps of mashed potatoes. There was no gravy. they did not have mills to produce flour, and there was also no sweet potato casserole with many marshmallows. Cranberries may have been incorporated into the Wampanoag dishes, but it would be another 50 years before someone first wrote about cooking them. So I get, like, the actual normal, you know, turkey, mashed potatoes, sweet potato casserole, and all that was not even on the plate.
So this was in Plymouth. Was Jamestown done by then? Like, was everybody dead down there?
I guess. I don't know. Let's see.
Okay. I can't remember if they overlap, but... They probably didn't know they were there.
It was 1622.
That Jamestown died?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rip. Rip to Jamestown. Here we go. Multiple choice number one.
Oh,
I don't even know the answer to this, okay? Which southern state was the first to adopt a Thanksgiving Day in 1855? Was it South Carolina, Virginia, or Georgia?
I feel like it'd be Virginia.
I'm going to go with Georgia.
Virginia. Score one for public school, girl.
Wow.
What is a snood? S-N-O-O-D. Is it the loose skin under a male turkey's neck, a hat worn by a pilgrim, or a hot cider drink? A hot. I'm from Jersey. A hot cider drink served at Thanksgiving. A snood.
It's either the hat or the drink. I don't think it's the turkey gobble.
I'm going to go with the hat.
It's the loose skin under a male turkey's neck. I thought that was called like a gizzard.
Yeah.
Not a snood. Huh. What utensil was not used by the pilgrims to eat Thanksgiving dinner? A knife, a fork, or a spoon?
I feel like it's a fork.
A fork.
Why do you say that?
I don't know, because like spoons were... I don't know. Spoons were like really like big back then.
Yeah.
Popular?
I feel like spoons
would say popular. They were just more commonly used.
You think they had sporks?
Definitely not. I'm going to go with forks, yeah.
You're both right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which president is believed to be the start... Wait. Which president is believed to be the first to pardon a turkey and start this annual tradition?
Pardon?
Means you don't have to die.
Yeah, oh, I know what a pardon is.
Okay. Like, I just wanted to make sure. President Lincoln in 1863, Roosevelt in 1939, or Harry Truman in 1947?
I feel like it'd be Roosevelt.
Roosevelt.
Roosevelt's like the one who was like about all the national parks.
So you think he has to be about turkeys?
Well, I mean, he was the most about like.
Wait, but this was
animals.
Franklin Roosevelt, right? In 1939, FDR.
I'm not really good at history. I studied engineering so that you didn't have to take a foreign language or a history in college, and I didn't pay attention in high school, yeah, which I regret.
1939 was FDR, so I'm going to go with... I'm still going to go with Roosevelt.
Truman.
Oh.
Wow.
The first official annual turkey pardon, though, occurred in 1989 under President George H.W. Bush.
Oh. Official pardon. The others were just symbolic.
I mean... I think it's pretty impactful. What do? Then you just grab another turkey and you chop its head off?
Yeah, pretty much. I wonder if there's some like farm they send the pardoned turkeys to live out the rest of their days.
Or your pardon lasts a week and then we eat you.
Yeah, your pardon is for today, but tomorrow you'll be food.
Tomorrow you are dinner. I didn't know, and I feel really silly. Mm-hmm. Collins, can turkeys fly?
No, turkeys cannot.
How? Oh, we should have played the clip of...
You sent it to me last night, and I didn't watch it, but you've got it. We could play it when we come back.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Do they... Yeah. Can they... So when you go turkey hunting, you're just shooting them on the ground?
They can't even, like, flutter.
Yeah, no,
like,
they can't fly away.
So you know, like, how chickens can, like, kind of flutter?
You yeah, know chickens... so, well, chickens can get into trees.
Yeah, turkeys can't do that.
What do they do? Just run?
Yeah, they're just, like, ground-born.
Like an emu? Can an emu fly?
No, emu cannot fly.
Emu can't fly.
Look up what birds can't fly.
I know an ostrich can't fly.
A penguin can't fly.
Penguins can't fly.
Y'all are so smart.
Many birds cannot fly, including the ostrich, emu, penguin, kiwi, cassowary, okay, I don't even know what these birds are anymore.
Okay.
The main ones were kiwi, penguin, ostrich, emu. Yeah, those are the main ones.
But
and turkeys.
So what's the definition of a bird? Why do we call them birds if they can't fly? JP.
What is the definition of a bird?
Well, birds, I'm pretty sure in bird definition, it's not defined that they have to fly.
What is it? They have wings?
I think it's more like feathers and wings. And
a warm-blooded egg-laying vertebrate with distinguished by the possession of feathers, wings, and a beak, typically being able to fly, but not always.
Speaking of egg laying, platypuses are the only mammal that can lay eggs. Yeah. Yeah. Just
sorry,
random
I'm looking
fact.
Up can turkeys fly. Well, it says wild turkeys can fly, but I guess domesticated turkeys have been bred to be heavier, making them flightless.
Oh.
So I guess turkeys in the wild can fly, but the domesticated bred ones for
food. Do you usually go to turkey farms and that's where you find your turkeys, JP? I was thinking,
I don't go turkey hunting, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, and a penguin, they lay eggs. Yeah. Is that a mammal?
Yeah. So what penguins do is they
lay eggs. But you said a
platypus.
Is a platypus a bird?
No, a platypus is not a bird. It's a mammal.
Okay.
But is a penguin a mammal?
No. Penguins lay eggs. Well, actually, are birds mammals?
Yeah. Penguins are mammals. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like,
maybe penguins and platypi.
Well, there's a certain thing. There's a certain thing about platypuses that make
them special.
We'll
look it up. And then when we come back, I've got more trivia. And we play a game at the end of every show called Would You Rather?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So get ready. JP's the master Would You Rather.
I'm a pretty good Would You Rather.
Do we have any other news we need to cover? Because Collins does like news.
I think we pretty much hit all the high points.
She's a little bit of a liability, though. You never know what she's going to say. So quick, let's cut to break. We'll be right back.